KCAKJO. KCAKJO.
Good morning, Tom. NAWRO.
Good morning. How's the off comp go this weekend?
Yeah, good class. Quite enjoyed it. It was somewhat intense, but nonetheless, it's good to get that under our belt.
What was it, 10 hours on Saturday, 10 hours on Sunday?
We were able to shave a little bit of that off on each day because, like on Sunday, we didn't take a full lunch break, and so that was nice. But, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot in 2 days, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Looks like you had a good turnout, too, by the pictures.
Yeah, we did. 11 of our guys and 5 of out counties, and even 1 from Canada. So that's cool. And, you know, if you think about it, it's like all our in-person training classes for 1 year crammed into 2 days. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. It didn't sound like it was a pretty big class, so. Well, that's cool.
All right, out of curiosity, where did they got you going today, Tom? Local or mid-Michigan someplace?
Going up to the city of Fresno. All
right, I caught 98% of that. Not a problem, but it's starting to cut up a little. Hey, you're on Bay City?
It says Mayville first, and it's a 10. I don't know which one. I think I'm holding
a handy-dandy all pins open central media. You're good. Well, that's not local. That's a little farther.
Saginaw.
No, that was nice. Help him out, man. Return the favors. He's always helping us out. I think you got good weather for today. I don't want to jinx it, but I don't think there's anything skywarn coming around.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on my I saw it on my Thursday.
NAWRO. So now it switched you back over to Bay. So Bay City, 443-8125. So where's Mayville? Okay, there. Yep, I see. They're right in between them. Probably bouncing back and forth, I guess. Yeah, you're 107 on the Bay, but still a little out there. But anyways, doing good.
Yeah, I set my radio so I had, a little bit lower. It was set for 100, but I moved it off a little bit to give me a little bit more coverage so it came a little bit easier. Seems to be working. Easy. Yeah.
All right, copied at least part of your last. Maybe that was your whole, just you set your radio for 110, which probably makes sense then with what's happening right now. But all right, Tom, I'll let you get on your appointed rounds. Have safe travels today. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar Richmond. After you, sir, I will listen out.
All right, take it easy, Tom. KJO, KFHJIC, you there, Tom?
Hey, Jack, is it out there?
Hey, Jack, is it out there?
Can you
get up? Haven't heard of one out here yet this one, Dave. How's it going?
Pretty good. I thought I don't know, maybe I was hearing things. I thought he was out here. Not bad. Just finishing breakfast, and then I'm going to do a trip to one of the warehouse stores.
Well, there you go. You find a new employment location yet, or are you consulting now?
No, I've been trying. I had four interviews in one day. They call it an interview loop, and they decided to go with somebody else. It's a very close call, but we decided to go with somebody else, and I don't. Not sure what that means, if somebody like internal was a better candidate or what, I don't know. But I just said, I just thank them and then, you know, move on to the next thing. So, nope, still unemployed. I'm thinking I'm pretty much retired from my industry. I think I've aged out of the corporate world for this particular field.
Well, what were you, coding or design engineer or something like that? I forgot what you did.
Mostly soft. Well, I don't know. I'm all over the place. I'm kind of like, they're called T-shaped, where I've got a lot of small knowledge in a lot of things, but then I'm like specific in certain things. But mostly software engineering is where I landed, but I'm traditionally like, you know, IT, DevOps, you know, that type of stuff. But the places that I'm interviewing for, you know, it's far-fetched to get in. I'm just like, I was just trying them anyways, but it seems like the younger crowd is dominant there now.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, just a lot of egos and a lot of politics and, you know, corporate politics. You can tell what's going on behind the scenes, you know, because you're interviewing them when they're interviewing you, so you kind of get a feel of what's going on. So, but I'll keep on trying. I'm just like, you know, I'm pretty comfortable in my semi-retirement state, but if I do find something else, then I will definitely do it. But I, at this point, I'm not even going to try to force and rush it. You know, I might as well just enjoy my 50s, you know?
No, I get you. I've been doing this job for, geez, going on 34 years. And they already tried offering me a separation agreement or whatever, but it's not. It wasn't worth it for the taking. If I had something all lined up where I was making the same amount of money maybe, but like, eh, nope, I'm sticking around. And with my coworker, he's been around for almost 30 years. We're like, nope, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's probably one of the good things about a union, I guess, is that they can't really force you out. I mean, they can at some point. They'll do tricks, right? They'll give you bad jobs and things like that. But it sounds like you guys got a pretty good deal. So I would just ride that train as long as you can.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, not even regards to being a union. It's just they're trying to get rid of the older employees and bring it, you know, fresh blood because they cost less. You know, I'm at top tier, you know, in my pay, plus bonuses for being a lead tech and a senior tech. And regardless of the office, you're already on the second highest in my office. So that says a lot.
Yep. Yeah, no, I would definitely enjoy that. I mean, you earned it. I would enjoy the perks of that.
Well, my coworker and I, he's like, let's call the boss and see what he says. You know, our boss almost had a heart attack.
Somebody else younger than you, but, you know, I mean, that's how it should be, right? You should be always rotating in new talent, and then the older talent leaves the workforce at some point. And but having that degree, it's pretty much like once you are not able to burn yourself out, you're out, you know. So I just choose not to burn myself out anymore. And you know, if I find, like I said, if I find something, I'll do it, but I'm not looking to make what I made before. You know, I'm happy making even half of what I made before and just relaxing.
Well, that's the thing, too. I like what I do. I enjoy my job. You know, I set goals for myself way back when I first started with the company. And when I got into the field for service, I told my wife, I said, you know, I don't want to be the best one out there, but I want to be one of the best. And I worked hard to Yeah, where I'm at.
Yeah, I kind of had the same attitude, but, you know, I was at another company for 22 years, and then this past one that I was at, I was only there for 5, but I feel like I've accomplished everything I wanted to as far as a career and the 22-year tenure, and then the 5-year was just kind of like a bonus, you know. I always looked at it as like, I'm going to evaluate after 5 years, and if I'm advancing, then I'll stay. If not, I'll leave. But, you know, they kind of made the decision for me. So I was out in five years no matter what.
Oh, I get it. You know, you served your purpose to them, and they say, okay, we don't teach you anymore, and then on you go. And that's one thing about technology, it's always changing. You know, my technology is always changing, but, you know, I still, you know, I learn new things. And I just, you know, expand my horizons, I guess you could say, or expand my knowledge. I know a little bit about everything, but I don't know everything about, you know, but I know nothing about everything kind of thing, you know. As they used to say, I know enough to be dangerous.
KFA. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I've always been, you know. I want to keep on learning, and even though I'm not employed right now, I'm not stopping learning. You know, I'm learning all the stuff I can about AI stuff. I'm kind of getting burned out by it, so I'm going to, like, take a break with the AI stuff, but I've actually enjoyed the freedom. You know, think of it like this. Like, you remember when you were a kid and you had summer vacation, you got to, like, do pretty much whatever you wanted to, and you just got to explore stuff. I don't know if you were that type of kid, but that was how I kind of was. I just, like, explored everything and just followed what I was interested in, and I was happy for that, you know. Back to you.
That's why I do what I do. You know, I like just figuring out how something works, and believe me, when I was a kid, I used to take things apart to figure out how they worked, and then try to put them back together, and it just developed from there. You know, now I just analyze everything. So, you know, sometimes it's a positive, sometimes it's a burden. You know, but I just sit back, take, you know, look at the big picture and try to figure it out from there.
Yeah, and the thing that really excites me is AI, you know, for a lot of its bad things, it has a lot of positives, too. All those things that you're not good at, you know, because you're a jack of all trades, master of none, all those things that you're not good at, you have enough knowledge to ask the question, the right questions, and have AI fill in the blanks for you. And that has just, like, exploded my brain, you know, like, I'm playing, I want to try this now. But unfortunately, you're limited by money and resources, because those AI questions cost money, and asking it to do tasks costs money, so I hit my limits all the time, so it actually throttles me, you know, I use you.
Yeah, same here. That's why, you know, I have so many radios and so many laptops and tinker, tinker, tinker. But I have arrived at my location here downtown, so.
All right, good chatting with you, and I'm off to BJ.
KDAWOJ, that's KY1.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
KCK Joe. I'm good to hear you. I'm doing a lot better. How about you? I just spent a week in the hospital. Just got out Saturday afternoon, I guess.
Well, you sound good. I'm just debugging around the state again. Was in Saginaw, and I'm heading down to Allegan and go take care of that issue.
Oh, okay. I heard, you sound good, and then boom, there's a bunch of packet loss kind of thing, and then I heard you were heading down to Saginaw. So I kind of lost most of what you had to say there. I'm having a little trouble this morning with my ZumSpot Elite kind of thing. I just got it working again after 10 minutes of trying to get it rebooting and refigured remotely kind of thing. Actually, I think it's working again. I hope, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom. All I got was the beginning of, I think you were saying, yeah, and then it kind of went dead again. I don't know what's going on. I'm curious on this end.
All right, we'll chat soon. KCKGO.
Oh, now that one was nice and clear. Okay, we'll catch you later. I have a good day, and be careful out here. And I was going to ask you, since I ain't spoke to you in probably over a week, maybe 2 weeks kind of thing, imagine you probably got maybe even a couple of new radios by now. KAWOJ.
Yeah, I do have one order. I ordered a TV.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tom. I seem to have a problem on this end. Sorry about that. I was hoping to catch up with you, too. Anyway, have a good, safe day, and I'll catch you later, hopefully, or maybe on the other one there on the analog. KEWOJ, I'll be clear.
Hey, KEWOJ, KPR. It's not you, it's Tom. he's in and out.
Oh, thank you, Phil. I sure appreciate that. I was starting to think, uh-oh, my dumb spot's taking a crap on me. I better start putting together a new SD card for it. Thanks, I appreciate it, KAWOJ.
Yeah, you're solid. So, I'm hearing Tom all broken up. Yeah, they don't rush to... assume it's on your end. It could be, you got to find out. You need a third party to adjudicate it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. I just assumed, of course, the mother of all mistakes is assumption, but I assumed since I had so much trouble getting it running when I came up here on the porch that it was on my end, but I'm glad to hear I'm getting out there okay. It's working just fine, and I don't have to set up any more new cards. Seems like every time there's a short little power outage, it seems to scramble the SD card on that thing.
That can happen. I'd recommend getting a UPS system to run your important stuff that doesn't like power interruptions. I had one from my business that I kept in. A 3 kW UPS can run things for a while, and I also have a generator in the house, so even if there's an outage, it takes like 30 seconds or so for the generator to kick on, and at least I'm covered for that too. So as far as my shop equipment my shop equipment doesn't even know something happened.
Well, that's good thinking. I did buy one of those EcoFlow Delta 2s a couple of years ago when they went on sale on Amazon there. And so I have that around kind of thing, but it's only 1 kW. I did have some of the radio equipment hooked up to it there for a while kind of thing, and then we started having some power outages, and the sump pump and not flooding the basement seems more important. So I stuck it over on the sump pump there, and so it's kind of a battery backup for that, and I charge all my handheld radio batteries on that thing. Seems like maybe I would have to get another one.
Yeah, like I said, I've got all my hand stuff running off this thing, and then I also have my cable box for my TV in the living room running off of it, so because if there's a power glitch, the cable box takes forever to reset, so I got that running on it.
Yeah, I think Joe, K4ZYQ, he did the same thing. I think he had a couple of Delta Flows, the EcoFlow things, and he had one of them hooked up to his radio equipment. I think once a month he'd broadcast for the day on the EcoFlow rather than the normal power. But on his condo there, I don't think he got very many power outages there. I don't know, over here in West Bloomfield, it seems like they're always messing with something and knocking us out for 3 to 5 minutes and then back on again.
Yeah, I live out in Sylvan Lake, and we were out of power the last deal for, 90 hours.
Oh, my God, that's just a hop and a skip from here, and 90 hours, that's way too long. Holy cow. Well, it sounds like you got everything, backed up, so to speak. That's kind of good. We were supposed to do the same. We were supposed to get one of those Generacs. My brother-in-law is an architect, and he did some work for a guy, and the guy was going to repay him by installing a Generac over here. But it's been like 3 or 4 years now, and there's always seems to be some excuses they come up with every summer for not putting it in. I sure hope they get something settled pretty soon.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I got a whole house Generac, and it works pretty good. It ran that whole period without any problems. There were a couple of hiccups, I think, when the load got a little heavy. But, apparently there was a line in the block across the street from us that went down between all the houses and their backyards. And it must have blown a fuse or circuit breaker for our line. So when they finally came out there after 4 days, the first thing they did, I think, was disconnect that circuit that was down and then re-energized our circuit because our power came back on almost immediately after they showed up. And then it took all day for them to fix the lines for the people across the street from us.
KTAKJL.
Hey, Tom, there you are. Sounding good this time. We had a little hiccup kind of like that. They kept the line buried from the street to the house, but it's only about, about 6 inches, 8 inches underground. It's not very far. And apparently my sister hit the cable when she was digging up and planting some bushes in there kind of thing and knocked the coating off of it kind of thing. And, of course, sooner or later, one leg of the 220 went out, and we had kind of like partial power for a little while in part of the house and not in the rest of the house. Trying to get them out here to fix it was quite a chore. KEWD, go ahead, Tom, and then pass it over to Phil.
Yeah, like Phil said, it was definitely on my end. I was right in the thick of trees right here off of M13 at 69, so that's probably why I couldn't get in, but you were coming in loud and clear. You two lucky dogs have enough generator. I do not. I just got UPS units. That's about it. Go ahead, Phil. KCHO.
Okay, you sound good now. And, I don't know if Ricky has a generator, but I'm talking about it. Unfortunately, I said, our generator went from 90 hours. I'm afraid when the gas bill comes, I'm going to get it by email. I don't even want to open that thing up. I'm going to be shocked. And then, of course, after it ran so long, I had to have service on it, get the oil change and all that, and that cost a chunk. So it wasn't cheap. Should send my bill to Edison.
Yeah, exactly. We were kind of looking more into it, too, and running it, should you need to run it, it does eat gas like crazy. And the neighbor's got one two doors over, and once a month it goes on a regular troubleshooting. It runs for 15 minutes to make sure it will start up and run kind of thing. So I'm always hearing that thing going. But yeah, then we found out, too, started looking into some of the repair costs or upgrade maintenance kind of things. And, it's expensive supplying your own power, that's for sure. And, Tom, I'm surprised you are a troubleshooting wizard there. I'm surprised you don't have a generator. But we do have another generator, a regular old gas-powered one we got at Harbor Freight there. Pretty good deal on, but it wasn't such a good deal since the big thing just don't run. When it was new, it ran for a short time, and then we got to keep hauling it back into a small engine repair place. they do some work on the carburetor for $200 or $300 kind of thing, and then it'll run for a short time after that, and then it just goes around again. So, you know, it's just over the corner to collect his dust with my 9918.
Well, one thing you're probably doing is putting in regular 87 octane into it, where you don't run it all that often. This fuel to put in there is rec fuel, recreational fuel. It has no additives in it, it's just straight fuel. I mean, there's no ethanol. I think the octane is like 96, but that's best for generators, is that rec fuel. And of course, fuel stabilizer if you're not running it all the time.
Yep, that's a good point. You need to do that. I started running my snow blower. It's about the only other gas-powered thing I have. But, unfortunately, there's a place right across the street that sells it. It's in feet, though, that's for sure. Yeah, you were talking about the generator running. It's called exercising. Yeah, mine does that once a week. It runs for 6 minutes every week. That's not a big hit on the gas bill at all. But 90 hours, definitely. All right, I'm just about at work here, so I'm going to say 7:30. Talk to you guys later. Over to you, Rick. KPR.
Okay. Hey, have a good day. We'll catch you later down the road. And Thomas, you are right. Actually, we first started out putting the regular gas in it kind of thing, which apparently was a big part of the problem. And then found out fuel. That was a little hard to find at first. And then there is somewhere over there by Phil that has them. I remember finding them. I don't know if it was the mobile station or the other one kind of thing. But anyway, I did find it, but it was like twice the price of regular gas. But anyway, it's worthwhile if you keep your engines from, it keeps them running anyway kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's been nothing but a problem. So we don't even bother with it anymore.
Well, if you ever want to sell it for a cheap price, let me know. Hit me up on Discord. It's only a price. But usually you want to put rec fuel in it since it doesn't run all the time. Same thing with pressure washers and, you know, other gas equipment. Even in your lawnmowers, really. I mean, yeah, it's more expensive, but how often do you fill it? You know, so if you got a 5-gallon tank for your generator, you're putting 5 gallons of rec fuel, which is probably, what, 20, 30 bucks? And, but then it doesn't gunk up the carburetor, because that's what happens. Is the cheaper gas sits in there, sits in the bowl of the carburetor, and then it gunks up the float and the vent valve, and it just wreaks havoc on the carburetor.
Yeah, we went as far as just keeping it empty most of the time, and only putting the gas in when we needed it or wanted to use it kind of thing. And after we did use it or, you know, got it to run once and for a few hours and then the power was back, we'd drain the doggone thing again. But, yeah, and then the one time I figured it had to be a carburetor kind of thing, so I looked it up on Amazon, and I found a carburetor for $23. I said, look at here, I can switch that out and nothing flat. My sister wouldn't let me do it. She said, no, we got to take it into a repair place, you know. So they did the same thing for $200 or $300. And well. So how are you doing, young man? Anything new besides your new radio on the way?
Oh, just building up the mileage on my service van. You know, what is it, last Thursday and Friday I was out of district. Thursday we were in St. Joseph's all day. We got to go back out there because there's still some other work we got to do. And Friday I was in Grand Rapids and Holland and then made it up to Saginaw downtown and missed them by like 10 minutes. So shot out there this morning. The only run I had, I said, well, give me whatever you got. And she goes, I won't run an Allegan. I'm like, I don't care. So I'm driving down to Allegan and I got 128 miles to go.
Well, you are the road warrior, that's for sure. And it's too bad all them places you went over there on the west side and the southwest side there, there's It was great steelhead fishing all over the place over there. It's too bad you weren't into it. You could maybe take an extra long lunch or something and catch a steelhead or two over there and throw it in the freezer and, or a cooler there and bring it home and throw it in the freezer.
Yeah, if I had all the equipment to do that. Plus, sometimes I don't know where I'm going 1 minute to the next. So like, hey, can you go here? Sure. Hey, can you go there? But if I'm in the area by the water, I'm usually trying to find the lighthouses that are along the western shore there. I've been to a couple. But then I was up in Muskegon, so I got to see the Silver Side. That was pretty cool. But today we're just a little bit more inland, I guess you could say. So they find me something else. KCKJO.
Yeah, the lighthouses are definitely cool. I like to do that myself. The only ones I've been to are around the thumb. There's, I think, two of them or maybe three of them around the thumb there kind of thing. So I was at a couple of those. But, yeah, it's pretty doggone cool. I'd like to hit some of them that are in the UP.
Well, I'm hoping to do that in the end of August. Wife and I are going to go to the UP. We're staying at this little place in Unising, and then we're going to go take the last on a boat ride to the Pictured Rocks. I think get to see some lighthouses there. Of course, the Pictured Rocks, some shipwrecks. And then another day, we're going to go to the other side and go up and take the boat tour for the Sioux Locks. So, got that all planned out.
Oh, Munising, a nice little place there. I don't forget the Tequamanon Falls there, just, what is it, a little bit north east of Munising there. And I'd like to get up there myself. They have some charter services that go out to, what's it called, Stoddard Rock. It's about a 40-mile out into Lake Superior, and there's a, they call it Stoddard Rock. There's a lighthouse in the middle of the lake there. And the gigantic wild lake trout are just enormous there. They're about 60 feet down deep, and you can, the water's so clear you can see them when you're digging in the, it would be a blast there. And they're big wild fish. It's really nice. KEAWOJ.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that too. We're doing some Promenade Falls, Pictured Rocks, the Sioux. We did Whitefish Point last year. So I got to see the lighthouse and, of course, the Shipwreck Museum and the Emmett Fitzgerald Bell. So that was the peak of my day there with seeing that bell.
Oh, yeah. I think the town is called Whitefish, too. There's a little town there by the museum there. That was a neat little place also. I sure miss getting up there and running around kind of thing. It's just gorgeous up there.
Yeah, my coworker has a cabin up in that area, or a single wide or cottage, whatever you want to call it. It's a honey. So he goes up hunting and stuff. Him and his brother own it. So they usually do a big honey beacon or get the trailer ready for hunting season over Labor Day weekend. He was supposed to go up there this past weekend, but with all the wildfires, you couldn't see two fingers in front of your face. It was so thick.
Yeah, that's what I heard. A friend of mine lives in south of Kalkaska there, and he said there's a online camera looking at the Mackinac Bridge, and you couldn't even see the bridge. There was so much smoke. It's kind of a ball up there. And when you get up there, don't forget to stock up on the pasties before you come home.
Oh, yeah, we'll be getting pasties, believe me.
Boy, that sounds good, pasties. biscuits and gravies. Boy, I missed that, too. I got the fixings for making all that, but I've been having a lot of gut troubles here lately, so I'm stuck with a clear liquid diet. Popsicles, yogurt, and Jell-O here for a while.
Oh, I've been on back before many, many, many times.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, ain't it? And I'm sorry to hear that. It's although I do like my ice cream kind of stuff or desserts kind of stuff. No question there, but it's a different thing when you have to live on it.
Oh, yeah. It was in the hospital, and all I could eat was yellow popsicles, chicken broth, beef broth, water, coffee, and tea. That's it for an entire week.
Sounds like you're getting into another Protestant place there. And yeah, I forgot about that. For a while there, I did the last time this happened, 4 months ago there. I got into tomato soup and cream of mushroom soup, but I can't really have soup without crackers. You know, it just seems wrong without crackers. No. And of course, they get all soft and mushy and nothing flat in there, so it shouldn't be a problem for the gut. So I'm going to have to fire up the tomato soup and cream of mushroom soup again here.
Oh, I couldn't even have that. It was, I had to have strictly all liquids because my large intestine couldn't handle anything else because it was extremely swollen, I guess you could say.
Yeah, mine is the opposite. It's collapsed. And I have to take this pill every day to turn everything into liquid there. It's just a wonderful life. And probably TMI, right? Too much information.
So is this a permanent thing, or is this temporary while everything heals?
No, it's kind of a permanent thing. I got three great big hernias in my gut, kind of attached to the stomach kind of thing, and they won't operate on the hernias because they say I won't live through the surgery, even though it's laparoscopic. So it appears I'm stuck with it, WOJ.
Well, there's nothing wrong with ice cream in the morning, ice cream at lunch, and ice cream for dinner. And of course, soup. Lots and lots of soup. Tomatoes, my favorite.
Yeah, I'm in after my own heart. I'm kind of looking at it the same way. It just gives me an excuse for eating more ice cream.
Give it a severe.
There's the end of the hour. Go ahead, Jeff. Throw it over to Ricky.
Only here for a second time. Are you back in Saginaw today?
I was this morning, and now I'm going down to Allegan.
Well, was you dropping out or me down here in the repeater? I think you said you was, so you must already be in Grand Rapids then. All right. No biggie. Just, taking the door back to Home Depot, it didn't work. There's something wrong with it, so take it back and exchange it. Keep it up, sir.
Yeah, you should have called me earlier. I would have taken an early lunch and made it up there and talked to exchange them. Unless you're going to do it later today, I'm going to hell. I don't know where they got me going from there. Okay, you.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to get back out of here. Talk to you later. Keep it up, sir.
Yes, Eric. Can't see that.
I can't believe I'm up this far and I can
say again. Yeah, I have my mic game set today. Reasonable volume. Everybody else is like quiet. I know Eric was trying to get in there, and I heard him calling a couple times. But Eric, if you're hearing us, there's something wrong with the Brandmeister side. And I know you're on 3104, so I don't know what it is.
Well, it's showing you and Tom. Now it's showing me, and I can hear it, but I can't transmit on the app.
Yeah, you want to check. Double check that you're connected to 3104. Maybe it accidentally, maybe it switched you for some reason.
Right, but like I say, I can hear you and Tom, and I can hear myself. so it's receiving, but I'll switch it over to, 3103, right? It's the only other choice.
No, 3104. You will hear everything. You'll hear everything from the repeater to Brandmeister. But in order for Brandmeister to go to the repeater, you must be on the 3104 server.
I'm pretty sure I am, but hold on a second. I'll figure it out. WADAP.
Yeah, you're better off using the repeater anyways, but for listening, you know, the app is fine, but I think the repeater is probably the best way to go, especially if you're near one.
Yeah, like we discussed before, I'm not going to use it all the time just as another tool in the toolbox just in case I'm somewhere. I don't have a radio, but yeah, I'm just trying to get it set up. I was on 3104. So I'll try 3103 real quick.
Well, I can tell you 3103 is not going to work.
KF8FTS, monitoring.
WAP.
KF8FTS, monitoring. KF8FTS, monitoring.
Hear me like that. What? I'm going to be off.
Well, sorry about that. I certainly didn't mean to. Are you on your way home?
Yeah. Driving through Anthony right now. On my way home.
Yeah, this is KF8FTS. Yeah, we're westbound on 96 coming into Brighton. N8WRO, this is KF8FGS, do you? N8WRO, this is KF8FGS. No response, KF8FGS monitoring.
Finally, KCKGL. KF8FGS, KF8FGS, KCKGL. Dave, you still out there? Yes.
Not quite making it in, Tom. WAEAP.
Yeah, I think I'm in a hole for digital.
You got a 50-watt mobile? Or just HT or what? So you're coming in from Lansing?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And I'm on my Motorola mobile. So she's a 45 watt. It just, I think, the construction and number of trees and everything is just blocking it. Plus all the smog that got.
Yeah, that was pretty much unreadable.
Well, 3 miles from Lansing. I don't get it. How about now? Well, I just got a regular antenna.
Roger that. Okay, I'll wait till you get a little bit closer. And we'll talk to you in a bit. WAEAP.
Copy that. I think we get you. I got to be better now. I'm sitting right on top of the tower, I think. Right here at the interchange. KCKGO. How do I sound? KFAFTS. I'm going to be out there. Or W8EAP Eric. I am now in Lansing. KCKGO. KCKGO, mobile and monitor as always. Stay with one.